guys, it's Hodge, and welcome to another episode of the Hodgecast. And today is all about Destiny. Now, I know that around the interwebs and around gaming, there is a stigma around Destiny. There is a dislike of Destiny. And we're going to talk about all of those things today, as well as how I am going to tell you that it is one of my favorite games and how you're going to have to be okay with that. But first, let's get into a little bit about Destiny. We first heard about it several years ago, knowing that it was going to be the next title from Bungie, who had recently kind of given away Halo. We learned that it was going to be coming to the PS4 as well as the Xbox One, and we began to learn that seemingly there was going to be more content and more exclusivity for PS4, which was a big move for Bungie. Being that they had been so connected to Xbox. It was a big get for PlayStation. I remember that I was part of a PlayStation blogger program, and the conversations that I had about Destiny pre-launch were all very much, you know, we're so glad that we got it because this is going to be our console definer. They've had it for Halo. I mean, it was very much, it was a big get. It was a big deal. And my history with Destiny kind of is connected to, that interaction, those interactions. I remember a couple of years back, I went to PAX Prime, and while I was there, I was with Sony and we went over to, Bungie Studios and got to see some very early stuff, of the game, kind of walking around in their office and could see people working on the computer. We didn't get to see any gameplay. We just kind of got to get the broad strokes of what this game was going to be. And I remember, them telling us that they had a 10-year plan for this game. And honestly, even then, I was like, no way, absolutely no way. How? Because I saw the game as a first-person shooter, and I thought, there's no way you have a 10-year plan for a first-person shooter. And so I kind of patiently waited. I didn't get to play that at that time. I didn't get to do anything with it. I had to wait. Then we roll around to an alpha experience. I played the alpha. I thought it was good. I thought it showed potential. I thought it played much differently than an FPS in a certain sense. I mean, obviously, it's a first-person shooter. It's going to play like a first-person shooter. But it didn't feel like Call of Duty, and it didn't feel like Halo. But I still wasn't... I was on the fence about this 10-year plan thing, because I still, at that point, didn't know, you know, exactly what was going on. There were some problems I had with some of the voice acting. Those were fixed. Peter Dinklage does the voice of your companion, the Ghost, and... He, in the original voice recordings, it was not great. It sort of just sounded like Peter Dinklage. Obviously, in beta and on, we got the better sounding voice. They added the effects and all that jazz. And so it's a much better thing. The beta was, you know, a good experience too. It was a better experience. You got to see more of the game, more of the world. That was fun. I know a lot of people griped that there were only, you know, four planets that you could go to. Four worlds that you could go to, and I don't see that as a gripe because it's the first part of a game that has a 10-year plan. You know, when we hit full launch, we got a better idea of where this was going, even a little before that when we started talking about expansion packs. Now, I know that a lot of people get mad about expansion packs, but here's what you have to know, and I'm going to talk about this a lot in this episode. Regardless of what Bungie says, Destiny is an MMO. I mean, it plays like a first-person shooter, but it's an MMO. So when you think of things that make an MMO an MMO, such as an end game and raiding and blah, 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 all the stuff that WoW made so popular, that is Destiny at its core. And so if that's not what you want, you're not going to enjoy Destiny. In the same way that if you don't have the time to commit to the end game of World of Warcraft, you will lose steam very quickly, and you will not play anymore. The same thing happens with Destiny. The problem is that it's packaged as an FPS. It was promoted initially to people as an FPS. People saw Bungie, they thought Halo, and they expected a single-player story experience like Halo. They expected an FPS experience like Halo, and this game just really doesn't work that way. In the same way that with World of Warcraft, there's a story, but do you care? No. When you play the game, you skip through a lot of that stuff. At least I do as an MMO player. Like, I mean, I get the story, I want to know the story, but once I do and kind of know it, I just want to play. I want to get a new character, I want to level it up, I want to get it to its max, and I want to start doing in-game stuff. And that's typically how Destiny needs to be played, and so some people didn't like that. But with the expansions, you think, okay, well, MMOs have expansions. They release a part of the game. It's not the full game, it's a piece of the game. Because 6 months down the road, however long down the road, they're going to release a new piece of it, and that's going to open new areas, and it's going to open new weapons, and it's going to open new gear, and it's going to open new raids, and all of those things happen when Destiny launches an expansion. We're going to talk about expansions too, because I really do think that Destiny messed up the first expansion, but let's talk about people's gripes with the game. One of them is what we call RNG. The random number generator. It is how gear is decided in this game. So when you get to the end game, which is mostly raiding and doing nightfalls and weekly missions, your gear is randomly decided. Which means that you may run a raid and you may get no gear. Or you may get the same piece you already have and not the piece that you need. And that's a random number sequence that decides that, and it is what it is. People that play WoW will understand, because you may fight the same boss a ton of times to get one very rare drop, and those people are used to it. FPS players are not, and I think that's why a lot of people get mad at that system. Now, I will say it's much, much better than when we started, because in the early release of the game, the way that it did the gear was so backwards and just so you rarely got, very, very rarely got anything that you needed. And even sometimes you would get things that you, like, you thought it was going to be a legendary piece of gear and it wasn't because it rolled blue, which is bad. And it took tweaking, but it's a game, it's an MMO, and those take tweaking, those take balancing, and that was one complaint, is the RNG. Another complaint is that there was, at the beginning, that people said there's no end game. I don't remember if it did. The raid took a while to get here. So there were people that you leveled up really fast and there was no end game. As with most MMOs, and I say this all the time with MMOs, but if you want it to be WoW, stop. Because WoW has had almost a decade, or over a decade now, to be what it is. If you want an MMO to be WoW right out the gate, you're asking way too much. WoW wasn't WoW right out the gate. Not what it is today. Does that make sense? I mean, it's not the same thing. There took time, and it took tweaking, and it took expansions, and all the things that people aren't willing to wait for with new MMOs. That's why so many of them die or go free-to-play, because people expect them to be WoW on, you know, day one, when WoW was not what it is on day one. So those are the people's gripes. Despite the fact that I really like the game, and it's probably one of my favorite games right now, I'm not without my own gripes. My gripes, interestingly enough, are the same gripes, in some ways, of other people. Number one, the RNG, kills me. So basically, I've been playing this game since the very beginning. Okay, so you want to get exotic weapons towards the end game, and those are going to help you, and you get those through raids and through nightfalls and random drops, right? There's one particular exotic weapon called the Galahorn, which is a rocket launcher, and it's one of my favorite rocket launchers. All of my friends have one, and it's very helpful when you get into higher level things, in-game type stuff. And I have yet to get one. And I mean, I can't even count anymore how many times I've been in a scenario where one could have dropped and it did not. So in that way, the RNG, has failed me. I don't have the weapon that I want, but I just persevere and keep playing, and eventually one will probably drop. My other gripe is that it's an MMO. I mean, I love that about it. It's the thing that makes me want to play it, but the time and energy and investment that you have to put into an MMO, you have to put into Destiny. It's what's throwing people off. It's what makes it hard to continue sometimes, because you're like, well, but I have to, you know, I have three characters at this point, all of them almost 30, one of them 32, two of them almost 32, which is the highest you can be right now at this point of the recording. Now the expansion's coming out soon and that'll change. But I can't, you know, I have to put, you know, three characters, so I run raids three times and I run Nightfalls three times, and all that gets very time consuming. And it makes it kind of hard to do it, the way that you would like to. And that is just a thing that happens with MMOs. The reason I can't play WoW anymore, because I just don't have the time or energy. The other thing about that is it means that other games that I pick up, new games, often fall by the wayside. Because if I get too wrapped up in them, then I forget to do things on Destiny, and then I'm way behind on Destiny. So that's kind of a gripe. It's not really the game's fault. That's the nature of the game, and I have to be better at managing my time and stuff, but it is a thing. All right, so let's talk about the first expansion and what Destiny did wrong. Because in a lot of ways, I think the first expansion was going to make or break, at least the public's current opinion of Destiny, and I don't think it was handled well. So the first expansion drops, and everyone that had exotic weapons, all of a sudden, new drops of exotic weapons were higher in attack damage, so higher level weapons, right? If you got an exotic weapon pre-patch or pre-update, then you had to do something that was trading in your weapon. And that was random, because the merchant would only allow you to trade in certain weapons each week. And so that was frustrating to a lot of people, because maybe they had an exotic weapon they really loved to use, and now it was pretty much useless, especially in PvP. And so that was a big problem. It was a steep boundary to fix your weapons, because you had to have this exotic shard, and now they're a little easier to come by, but at the time it was really hard to get them. And so you would be stuck with weapons, or then maybe you had the exotic shard and you had the glimmer, which by the way is the money, and it was very expensive. You had both of those things, but then the merchant Zur, he only shows up for 2 days out of the week, and he showed up for several weeks without the weapon that you needed to upgrade in his inventory, and you couldn't upgrade it. So you were stuck with unupgraded weapons, and it was a mess. It was awful. And so I think a lot of people got turned off by that. A lot of the other stuff they introduced was good. I mean, they introduced a new raid, and that was fun, and they introduced new missions, new bounties and stuff, and that was fun. Those things, I think, were winners, but the gear system upgrade thing was bad. Now that, I think, is going to be very different in this next patch, because next update that's coming out, like, next Tuesday when I'm recording this, and in that, you don't have to go through that craziness. There's one thing that you need, and you can upgrade all of your gear, you know, easily, and bring it up to the most current level, and that's going to be brilliant, I think. Everybody's talking about it like it's going to be great. I trust that Destiny has learned, or Bungie has learned from their mistakes, and they're going to do this one better. It just seems very, very much like this is going to be good. I would say, to anyone listening that is on the fence about Destiny, this is the time to get in. If you were in Destiny and you left, this is the time to come back. I really believe that, because here's what's going to happen. We're getting the second expansion, and then we're going to get whatever the next thing is. It supposedly is a game-changing update, basically an almost another full game added to the Destiny 1 experience. Then there will be two more updates to that game. And so that still would be the core Destiny experience, just upgraded with expansions. Then we're going to get probably a game of the year sort of edition that's going to have everything in it for people to kind of get back in at the last second, maybe that didn't start. And then we're going to get Destiny 2. They're contractually obliged to make a Destiny 2. And from what I'm hearing, the progress in Destiny 1 carries over to Destiny 2. So it's important to do those sorts of things. And I think really this is the time to kind of get in back on the still relatively ground floor of this train, because, I mean, I really believe you hear all that stuff I just said. I mean, that's why Destiny can say we have a 10-year plan with this IP, because of things like that. So all that stuff about Destiny, all of that is kind of the things that people like and the things that people don't like and the things that I like and don't like. I feel comfortable saying that it's one of my favorite games. I've logged more hours in Destiny than any game on my PS4, and I have quite a few games on my PS4. Now, some of that's the nature of the game, but genuinely, I find it a unique and fun experience. Again, I wouldn't treat it as an FPS. I would treat it as an MMO, because that's what it is. And you need to know that going in, or you're gonna find yourself very, very frustrated. But as an MMO that functions like an FPS, I think it's very good. I think it does what it's supposed to do. And it's a pretty dang fun game. So that's a little bit about Destiny. Hopefully this has maybe changed your mind if you were feeling bad about Destiny, or maybe it's inspired you to want to play Destiny. Either way, this has been the Hodgecast, and I will see you guys next time. If you're watching on YouTube, let me know down in the comments what kind of topics you would like to see for the next Hodgecast, and I'll see you guys soon. Bye!